Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
I walked up and said, "Oh my God, hello, is that Bethany Frankel?" And she's like, "Yeah, hi." And she seemed really jaded. I was like, "I'm your biggest fan, she was great. Do you want a photo?" And I was like, "Yep."
Hi, guys. Me again, coming in with a little bit of a disclaimer for your Tuesday morning episode. We do get our amazing royal correspondent, Harriet Armstrong, on the podcast to speak all things royals. We do a bit of a deep dive into a lot of different royal scandals. Obviously, we touch on Kate, and we were not aware of her cancer diagnosis when we recorded the episode, and all of our thoughts and prayers are with her and the royal family. We are not in any way royal experts, but this was just a general chit-chat about the royals, but we just did want to flag that before the episode starts. But I hope you enjoy, and let's get into it.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Amanda Bynes.
Oh, my God. Have you been watching Amanda Bynes?
My name's actually Beth.
Mine's Sue.
Beth and Sue.
That's
reporting.
That's not your nickname. It's
Poo.
Feth.
No, I'm changing it to Beth.
No, I make nicknames. I'm really good at making nicknames, and you can't take that
away
from
me. Yeah, but people
me.
Are starting to call me Feth that don't even know me, and it kind of
That's
reminds...
That's how good I am.
No, but it kind of reminds you of like a little fluff
a
coming
fanny?
Out of a bum.
A little fanny.
No, a little fluff.
No, oh, Feffy Ann. It's so cute.
Feffy Ann's cute, but what about Bethy Ann?
No,
okay,
it doesn't
sorry.
Work.
Go. Hello.
Amanda Bynes. I don't know why, but I saw it.
I haven't watched it, and I don't want to.
Have you not seen what she looks like? It's really sad.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm going to send you some shit.
I'm really bad. I don't look
You're
at
stuff.
You're on
TikTok all the time.
Yeah,
What's
but my
the fuck is your feed?
My feed is
Those
all poetry.
It's
all
weird.
Poetry
Steph
quotes.
Sent me the weirdest shit yesterday, and I was one. I had to be
I'm
nice.
I'm actually going
to
read them. Yeah, you said you liked it.
I was like, I like these. But I sort of like thought it was going to be something really exciting. Something was going to like...
Yeah,
you know.
Look.
And it was these random old pictures of like, and then was like Sylvia Plath,
I go,
like
these
quotes.
Are gonna, these are going to be all over my new tutoring school. Anyway, basically this is the music that goes over it.
Yeah, I was sort of like on the couch and I was just.
Okay, yeah. As the Japanese will tell you, one can train a rose to grow through anything, to go through a nautilus even, but it must be done with tenderness. That one's weird, sorry.
See, I was saying to Steph, these are nice, but I don't really understand many of
okay,
them.
Okay, yeah, those ones are really weird, sorry. I don't know what was happening. What about, just quickly? To be young was to be more closely rooted to the thing that forms you. That's beautiful. It's always been hard for me to tell the difference between denial and what used to be known as hope. Anyway...
Kind of depressing though.
I like that though. I am depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My general state is depressed.
Yeah, no, it's sweet of you to send them to me. That was
Life
lovely.
Is devastatingly beautiful.
It is.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So basically my new hobby is going to be buying the books from the quotes that I love and yep. reading them and highlighting them.
Okay. And then what?
Nothing else.
Quotes everywhere.
Nothing else. Maybe.
Can you download this fucking open app because I have beautiful quotes in there?
Yes,
Let's see
I
the
will.
One for today.
Okay, please, read it out.
Because there was a really good one the other day and I was like, it might be today again. Oh, why do I not have any?
Oh, why do I have phlegm in my throat?
Oh, now it's not coming up because I haven't done one. Oh, but I know who someone uploaded it on their story. So let me get
Honestly.
It up. And they shared it and I go, I want to share that one too.
Yeah, that's how
but
I feel
But it would look
about-
kind of weird if I did it. I don't really...
You can send them to me
stuff.
And I can share them.
Okay, do you want to
hear
it?
Do you think I can start sharing weird emo quotes or it's a bit odd? Just be honest.
No, but you're kind of emo and weird.
Emo and weird, yeah. So that's fine.
Okay, this one. The secret of happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less.
Oh,
and all the meditation flickers. Yesterday was all about like enjoying like simplifying things in life. And
do I need to get back into meditation?
I'm like, this app is fucking amazing.
Okay. I'm doing it Look, right now. Otherwise, I won't do it.
It's obviously trendy.
Okay, open breathwork. Done.
It's amazing. And the quotes and everything is based around a word. So like, yeah, the other day was, yesterday was simpleness. Simpleness.
Simplicity?
Simplicity is probably a better word. Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, so guys, today I have been in like, a fucking deep dark hole on TikTok, like watching all this Kate Middleton and Prince William drama. But then I was kind of thinking in my head, who would be someone that would be like really good to talk about this with? Steph? No, because Steph's not interested.
No, I am, but just like
she is now.
I'm on another planet this week.
She's just into looking up depressing emo quotes this week. So.
Emo poetry quotes.
And I'm all for that for you guys.
And just like, and just having a, what would you call my age? 32. So like a almost quarter life crisis.
What do you call, you're in hospital, you're a,
I'm a geriatric. I'm having an elderly grandma crisis.
Yeah, you are.
Emo poetry quotes and weekend blowouts.
Great combo.
Love it.
Anyway, so this chick, my friend.
This chick or
my
Harriet?
Good old, no, not even a chick. She is a very, very good source to talk about royal goss. She studied journalism at Bathurst.
Oh, yeah. She lives and breathes words. She's curious about the world.
She just wants to remind everyone, and she will go into it in the phone call, no doubt, that she is not some fucking wacko fan that has like tea towels with the queen on it and stuff and mugs.
She's not a royalist.
No, but I reckon she secretly
But she is.
Is
because if she knows about press injunctions and the legality of things that can be produced and not produced, you're on the wacko
side
of
She's just so
snacko.
Good and she gets really offended when I say you should be like
The way
a
she speaks
cult.
Is like
amazing.
So engaging.
And she's so good at like retaining information and then communicating it back to people.
And
like
key
she's
details.
So good.
Key details.
I really think she is getting into her writing though this year more, so that's I'm proud of her.
Yes.
Because she's fucking amazing. And she was the one that gave us all the funny stuff about the pegging.
Yeah, she
I
did.
I need to send you that article. It's
I
so
love
good.
That. Yeah, can you? I think she needs to, sorry guys, so boring, but I think she needs to like start submitting work to The Atlantic, The New York Post.
Oh,
and just
she'd
like,
be so good getting a column in there.
Yeah, that's what, you just send it in.
And she's so
you
funny.
You need to get a subscription to The Atlantic. All I do is read their opinion pieces.
Oh. Okay.
No, anyway, not about the news.
Harriet,
we're going to bring her in.
We're going to ring her now. She's a bit, this is
Oh
a
no, before we ring her, let's do our peak and pit of the week.
Oh yes.
You go first.
Peak.
Walking my dog and taking my vitamins.
I thought this hurt his nail. Now I feel bad for him.
He's hurt his nail?
It's split. Now he keeps licking
Going
it.
Going for a run in Centennial Park and then making my green smoothie.
No green smoothie. Banana smoothies. Protein.
Okay, yep.
Fuck. I don't know. What is it? Watching Vanderpump last night in bed. That's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a good bloody peak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pit. Seeing my dog hurt its nail.
I need to do a mashup of your peak and pits, and it's just going to be health or TV and dog. Health, TV, dog.
What a good life.
Peak was the week. Can I include the weekend? No.
No, we've already done it.
Okay.
I'm
going to struggle to find a peak. Being called Sushi Den? Being called out on happy hour.
Oh my
even
God,
though
yeah,
it was,
fuck.
Was even though it was kind of a scat circumstance, I'll take it.
They said you were cool though, I think.
Yeah, they did. So basically people wrote into happy hour thinking that Lucy was frothing Judge, and I was kind of like, that's a compliment, I guess. And they said he looked like a Viking, which
that
I'm
would
like.
Be Ollie Arch would be so jealous of that.
I know, he would.
He's a Viking.
He's a proper Viking. Yeah, so Lucy basically said, answered a listener question and was like, love Jarge, but I'm not into him. He's engaged to this chick who's a punter, which I obviously am. So that was actually the peak.
Did she call you a hornet?
Yeah, no, she called him a hornet.
Oh, I thought that meant you were hot.
No. I don't know if she's laid eyes on me yet. But that was really nice. Like, I feel like maybe I'll get some new followers from that because they'll be like stalking Jarge and then stalking me.
Yeah, let me know. We love it.
Which is kind of cool. Guys, I'm joking, but like seriously.
She's
actually,
not joking at all.
Let's just see if we
not
have.
Fucking joking
let's
at all.
Let's just see if I have any new followers. Zero new followers.
Oh, Steph's a vain fuck, so everyone give her a follow.
Thank you so much. I love myself. So then the pit would be being sick.
That is a real pit.
Real sore throat, shaky, lethargic.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
We need to pump you with some a curry.
Oh, a curry. Don't talk about that brand like that.
Sorry, Ikari.
Ikari. Do you love it?
I love it. I've got it in my water bottle in the car. So
do you
good.
Just like...
But I read you're supposed to just put it under your tongue and take it, but that's boring.
No. It needs bottle. To be cordial flavored. Yeah. No.
Okay, cool.
I cannot tell you, like, I do not take sleeping pills ever now.
I'm really proud of you because I was concerned.
It was a concern.
Long periods of my life I have been very concerned about that for you.
Yeah. I couldn't get off them. It was really stressful. You need to tell your mum about it because your mum likes rest of it as well.
Oh, yeah, she's a fucking fiend for that shit.
You need to tell her.
They're both fiends. I wonder if she's still on that. Probably.
She takes rest of it when she's stressed, she tells me, which is all the time. Same.
Anyway, we've got to get Miss Harriet Armstrong on. She's a busy woman, so we don't have much time with her. And we have got to get the deets.
We've got to get it. So let's bring her in.
She'll wig out. I'll be like, we're live with Harriet.
Corresponding live at the Big Ben.
Hi.
Corresponding live from the Big Ben.
Hi.
I was like, Harriet might be a bit nervous, so we're going to make her, like, feel good about this right now.
I'm really nervous. Who am I? I love the sound of my own voice.
Why are you nervous? You make me laugh daily.
Well, I feel like I'm nervous because I'm like, maybe I will sound like a bedraggled, like, hitchhiker in Bulgaria once a year. And my voice actually sounds on a podcast.
It sounds beautiful. I'm really into it. Harriet, I had a night the other night and there was this girl. You know how I get obsessed with random people? I got obsessed with this girl called Anna.
I get obsessed with me. Hoping I can be flavor of the month one time. But you have been
in the past. I'm done with you now. But she reminded me of you so much. Like, I was on the floor pissing my pants for like an hour.
Who is she?
She's actually a model. So you should take it as a compliment.
Well, I will. I think, though, that's where our differences start and end. But I've got a great personality.
You do. You've got really nice.
You're
big
our funniest friend ever.
On a good day.
So,
I know you.
Get into this. I don't want to be made out like some queen tea towel buying mug obsessed.
But you
royal.
Are, though. You have heaps of tea towels in your house.
Yeah. I haven't moved on since September 2022 with the Queen's death. It's like my life just came to a grinding halt.
No, what day was that? What day did the Queen die that day?
I have no idea. I just know it was in September because it was in ruined my Europe trip. Very rude.
Well, I just thought, Steph's not even interested in it, so I'm
No,
just...
no, I am. I want to hear your version. You know how sometimes...
weird.
You know how
you're the original, like, QAnon conspiracy theorist. I thought you would be right in here.
No, I am, but I need someone to get me into it, which is you.
Okay. All right.
So can
you
start from the start?
Yeah, I don't know where to start. What do you reckon?
Well, you start and I'll jump in. What do you want me to...
Well, I was, like, I put some notes down here. If, like, obviously most people have been following it, minus Stephanie next to me, but Princess Kate went in for her abdominal surgery, which was like 2 months ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no one's really seen her until that photo kind of got released last week. And there'd been like a lot of chit chat in between the photo as well, being like, where is she? She didn't turn up to... That was it, not a nighting. What was that? Like that was like maybe a month ago or so. There was an event or something that she didn't turn up, and people were really speculating then. And then the photo came out, it was all photoshopped, which is fucking weird.
That would look like something I did circa 2 years ago when I used to sit myself down. What was that app we used to love?
Oh my God, I still like that. What's it called?
What's it called?
Oh my God, Facetune.
Yeah.
Anything from like 2016 to 2019 has definitely been Facetunes, and then I just got over it and accepted that.
I'm just a fat mole.
I just learned really early on that you can't do it when you're drunk. Remember, I was in Bali and I tried to skinny out myself.
You look like an AI robot. Yeah.
Tom Cameron caught me and he was like, oh, my God, did you skinny up this?
Tell that story after this.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Harriet, let's just slow it down.
Let's start from the top. Okay, so, and I just want to make it very clear so people do not see me. I am in no way like any kind of like
health professional.
No,
this isn't medical advice.
We would be in a lot of trouble, but like I'm not like some verified royal source.
You I've are so got... caught up on this thing. No one thinks you. No one's going to think. No one cares.
Me, I knew this would come up, and I'm just going to make it clear. I studied for very 4 hard years. Well, I worked somewhat hard
at Bathurst
to get
me.
A journalism degree. So I am a journalist at heart. Curiosity is in my nature. It's in my blood.
It
Thank
is,
you.
And you're good at it. And you used to get so offended also, when I was like, you should do a gossip column, and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, I don't care that much. I'm too obsessed with trying to figure out my own problems. I can't solve other people's. Basically, so where the whole story is, she went in January for abdominal surgery. And so basically, like, with royals, you you know, the taxpayer funds their lifestyle, which is why, like, it's an antiquated system. But because, like, the British taxpayer pays for them, essentially, they have to essentially, you know, their duties, which is, like, boring stuff, like cutting open, opening hospitals, meeting people. That's their work. So they were like, she's going to be out of official duty. So, like, her whole job is to basically just appear.
Yeah.
And so they said she's going in for a serious surgery, like abdominal surgery, but gave no information, further information. It's been quite vague. That was in January. So people respected that. But then obviously a couple of months sort of, and they said she won't be back to work until after Easter, which is still not yet.
Which is so long.
So long. But what's kicked off this, like, you know, fever, is basically Prince William was meant to go to his godfather's memorial service. He passed away. And he pulled out like an hour before and said it was for personal reasons. He said it wasn't to do with her, but people were like, that doesn't track. We don't believe that. Mm-hmm. So then this whole thing is kicked off like a conspiracy theory where it's like, well, where is she? No one's seen her. And it's just like absolutely blown up. So to try and like sort of abate some of the rumors and like the social media, like, you know, TikTok sleuths going to overdrive, she released that now infamous photo, which had been terribly photoshopped.
No, who did that? They should be fired immediately.
Whoever did that is honestly should be looking to work in a different industry that doesn't require anything to do with their hands.
Imagine if it was like, Kate just doing it, like sitting in bed doing
there's
it.
No way that she
on Canva, like background remover, quick.
It's so bad. It's like comical. So then anyway, people were like, this photo is absurd. So then basically what like besides even just like social media is going to look strange in the general public is that all the like official photography like distributors like Getty, like AP, all the official press distribution. So like the ones that like if you get that as a media outlet, they'll say this is like a verified photograph in the palace or this is a verified photograph from like the White House, whatever. So they said, kill the photo. It's not legitimate. It's been doctored so much that we can't use this as an official source. And that, for that to happen is like really unprecedented and like not, that's never happened in like royal quotation mark history.
Harriet, can I jump in and ask a question?
Yeah.
Who actually, like, you know how you said that's never happened in history? What do you mean by that? So the royals provide photos to media sources and they would never normally say this has been doctored.
Well, it's not even if they provide, so it's like if they provide it, they go, yeah, that's a legitimate photo. So, like, you know, it's like that they never have had questions. Apparently the only reason, I don't know enough about this, but from what I've been reading, apparently when photo agencies push back on photographs being doctored to the point like where they can't like they to their own good they can't sort of like say it's a legitimate photo is like propaganda from like North Korea. They're like so they were saying that this is like propaganda trying to promote the fact that she looks well, and then people went into all this deep dive like saying that like you know, that they photoshopped her face from like the British Vogue cover she did like 8 years ago. I think that's bullshit because it's the same person. I don't think the photo was taken as 2 weeks ago or whenever they said it was. I think it was taken like last year and it's been majorly edited.
Mm. So basically, why couldn't they just have released a family photo that was real?
Well, I think it's real to some degree, but what they've probably done is like Photoshop different bits of like, and they do that in like editorial all the time to get like one hero image. They'll like, that's like a group shot. They'll be like, oh, you know, this person looks the best in the shot. You know, when you take
a multiple shot.
Anyway.
It's probably a photo they've used and then they tried to, like, change her clothes or change certain things to make it look new.
I think she's just had really, like, intense surgery and they don't want to say. It's obviously quite serious and I think.
What do you think?
I think it's just she's obviously really sick. Well, I just think she's obviously had really intense surgery or she's got an illness she doesn't want to speak about and she just doesn't look good. Or she's in a wheelchair or something like that. Like, I just think it's more physical and vanity. And we can all relate to the vanity.
Yeah. But explain this fucking video of her in Windsor doing a spot of shopping, carrying shopping bags and looking about 20 years younger.
I think that's her.
Pardon? Have you start seen again? This video? No, start again.
Can you show me? Harriet, do you want to explain? You're good.
There's been like a paparazzi. But so basically in the UK press, they're not allowed. There isn't an agreement with the royal family. They cannot publish official paparazzi photographs of the royal family. It's like they have a legally binding contract for that. But the way around it is like if I was there and took a photo of her and then I sold it to a tabloid, then I'm not considered paparazzi because it's not my occupation.
Got it.
So it's fine for them to publish it. And then they were like, well, like people were like, no, it's not her, it's a body double. I think that's ridiculous, personally.
But she looks so good, Harriet. She doesn't look sick at all.
Can you show me this video?
Yeah, I'll show it to you like after because I have to get
it's blurry.
I think this is such
a lol story and I'm like up for hearing any kind of rumours. People are like, oh, it's dead, she's dead and it's a body double. But like the pragmatic side of me is like, it's definitely her. But they've definitely filtered it and it's definitely not just, they said it was just like a customer that sent that video through to the Sun. I don't believe that. TMZ said they did it.
But they were like, it's weird because why isn't it a clear shot? Why have they made it so blurry?
It's all really off.
Do you think that aliens, she could have been taken by aliens and they're now substituting a new person in there?
I think that's exactly what's happened.
Thanks.
That's exactly right.
Is that a plausible?
No.
I swear you told me, Haz, or another source told me that he likes getting.
No, pegged.
He likes getting pegged.
I believe that.
No,
but
where did that come from? So
that's been around.
Yeah,
read the cut article they did last year. It's hilarious. But apparently. I think he definitely had an affair with this Rose. And apparently that's a lot to do with the source of him and Harry's breakdown in their relationship because he obviously wasn't wanting for that to be public knowledge. And Harry feels like he was kind of chucked under the bus.
Wouldn't you be fucking cheering now if you were Harry being like, thank God the limelight's off me and Meghan?
I think Meghan and Harry want the limelight at all times.
No, but they've been getting so much shit.
Have you guys heard the brand? It's so ridiculous.
Sorry?
What? American Riviera Orchard. She's just launched her new brand. Her, like, seriously.
It's called American Riviera Orchard.
I know. It takes about 5 minutes to say it. Go on to the Instagram. It's so wanky.
Is it, clothes or is it, like, perfume, it sounds like?
Pardon?
What is it?
I don't know. Apparently some lifestyle brand.
That's fucking weird.
American Riviera Orchard.
Orchard. Go on Instagram.
Montecito.
What is it, clothes?
I feel like this is very Chrissy. I think she's going to have an American Riviera Orchard candle.
Yes, that sounds like a candle. But, Harry, to tie it up in a little bow, though, so you don't think any of the theories that have come out are remotely true and you think she is just really sick?
I think it's worse than they've let on or want people to know. I think the affair's true. And I think she doesn't. I think the photo op at the farm shop is weird and it's probably been staged and like the photography's been doctored to like kind of, mask it.
But I don't get though because people were saying that video as well was like filmed back in Christmas because of the Christmas lights, but then it was confirmed the Christmas lights is there.
So the
video was filmed recently. Then why wouldn't the people that were sitting around her like come forward and be like, yeah, she looks really sick?
Well, apparently they have. There's some people that are like, oh, we see them around all the time, like leave them alone, blah, blah, blah.
As in see them around and it's all good?
Yeah, like just see them at the shop. There's customers being like, oh, no, we see them all, like, you know. I've got to go.
All right, love you.
Bye.
So we're just going to take a moment of silence for Kate. We love you.
Would you want to be a royal?
No. I'm too unpredictable. Mm.
You'd like want to marry maybe one of the offshoots, like the cousin or like, you know, like the sister's son or something.
Yeah, 100%.
Still be, what do they call it? Not a
you'd be like duke. You'd be like a royal associate.
Or a duke would be a duke. Child. Because you get all the nice houses still.
Yeah, I think I could really get amongst going to like Eton and like the boarding schools there.
That was the other rumour. You just reminded me that one conspiracy theory was that Kate doesn't want the kids going to Eton because everyone goes to Eton apparently, and that's like she'd be breaking like the kind of tradition, and she was like, I don't want to send my kids there away to boarding school, like I want them to be here, and that they've had this huge fight and stuff. That was one I read, but I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Why would you keep away
the problem with rumors that? Is that they all come from somewhere, so there's something going on with Eton, we just don't know what.
Okay. I know Eton looks very like
elite. Yes. Sexy.
There's this trending TikTok at the moment. This chick keeps coming up on my TikTok feed, and she's at a boarding school in like Germany, and she's really hot. And she's doing dances in her boarding like room, like in their like school room, and everyone's like, where are you from? What boarding school is this? And they're dressed in like pleated skirts, like what you like wear now that's trending, like stockings and like ballet flats and like a shirt.
Vibe.
And they're like obviously like all they're just like, I don't know, just look so different.
I went through a phase when I was looking up tutoring stuff of like looking up the most expensive schools in the world and like how they teach and learn.
Eton's surely the most.
I think they're all in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Like actually, they all get flown to these schools, and it's just like, it's essentially like just like a big billionaire cesspool.
Isn't that where like Sarah and Aaron,
they went to LA.
A Switzerland one though. Someone got sent to a Switzerland. I swear one of them did.
Maybe finishing schools.
Yeah, there's a school that you go to, and you meet every, and there's like a, like where all the these it's finishing rich kids school. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I even know someone that did it. Do we know someone?
Yeah, I've spoken to you about it.
Yeah.
Their name is.
Who? That's right. We've talked about this. Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a very elite thing.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of them.
But I wish I went to finishing school just to learn how to eat my food properly.
And not go, fuck this, fuck that shit.
Yeah. That's okay. I think that's okay.
Stand properly.
Posture.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like.
Like manners.
I know. Even like, do you get really confused like when you're setting a table, like where the forks and knives go a bit?
Yeah.
And like which side the glass should go, like that kind of over, like I just.
Yeah.
Do you, like, I wish I kind of knew all that. And even when I, like, finish my meal, Eddie's like, you need to, like, do it like this. Like, I have to look at everyone's plate sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you get confused?
Are you joking?
Okay, good.
Of course I do.
Well, I'm just like, fuck, is that something you should just know?
I just find eating, like, a real challenge.
Yeah, you can't eat with chopsticks.
Fuck no.
You can't go and have a pho.
Oh, my God. I feel like I miss out on so many flavours because I don't know how to eat properly. Like,
you know, you can get little chopsticks with the kids' ones with the little thing.
I know, but the faux, the concept of putting the faux, we've done this. We're not doing this again.
You didn't tell them about your Japanese experience yesterday, though.
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, the weekend was pretty large, and after we did the podcast on Monday, I went down. And down pretty fast. I will say, like, yes, it's because of the weekend, but a few people have got COVID and are dead.
Oh, great. So you have COVID.
No,
you
I
wanted
tested.
Me to kiss you on the cheek just then.
I know. I wanted a little kissy cheeky. Yeah, I was just like, how can I get Ella sick as a dog?
I'd love to just laugh at you.
No, I don't have COVID. I did a test yesterday. I wanted
Thank
to.
God. Imagine you came in here and you're like, yeah, I have fucking COVID, but like, sorry.
I wanted to have COVID so I could have an excuse to just not speak to anyone for
not
the next.
Not come in here.
Not come in here.
Yeah.
And just go.
Ring you and Harriet on the phone.
No.
Headphones on.
But that's good that you can do that. But we need the video. Oh. But.
You went to Japanese.
Anyway,
yourself.
I was like, Steph, you've got to get up today. You've got to go into the office. Like, this is a disgrace. Like,
you in your bed?
So I tutored yesterday morning on FaceTime and on Zoom. Anyway, so I tutored and I was like on the Zoom and I was telling her like, I'm so sick. Da, 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 da. And we tutored and I got this like burst of energy doing the tutoring. And then Jarch said, he heard me.
Sylvia Plath.
Yeah, I went Plath and Hughes. Love you. Anyway, then Jarge said I turned Like I go, all right, yeah, I'll see you on Friday or whatever I say.
Oh, yeah, he went away, didn't he?
And
he
then home. He said I walked. I shut the thing and I went, ugh. Like I made this weird noise. And I walked out of the room like a zombie. And I walked into our room and just fell onto the bed. And he was like, I had to wake you up like 2 hours later.
When was this, Monday or Tuesday?
Yesterday.
Oh, you're that sick.
Yes.
You're really tired.
I was not well. Anyway, the point of the story was I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And it took me like an hour and a half to get in the shower, wash my hair. I was like, do your hair, like put some makeup on, you got this. And then I was like, I'm so hungry, I haven't eaten properly. Drove to Sushi Den in Rose Bay and I was like, I'm not waiting. I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to eat by myself.
Did you have your big fly sunnies on?
Like no fly sunnies.
Not wanting to see anyone and just sitting in black.
No, I had, I can't remember what I was wearing. Yet. Something scat, like something not nice. And I was like, hey, sat down, can I have a teriyaki don bowl? And they're like, yep, perfect. And it came out and it was like not bite-sized piece of chicken. Oh, I can't speak. Not bite-sized pieces of chicken.
You should have asked, can you cut it into little cubes?
Yeah,
so
I wanted
I
to be like,
easily.
Can you cut it? And then it came with chopsticks and a fork. And I was like,
this is not gonna
okay.
work.
And I was like, I can't ask for a knife. I just don't have it in me. So I literally ate like a quarter of the meal because I couldn't get the chopsticks. Mm. I couldn't get the chicken with the chopsticks, so I just ate all the rice with the sauce, left the salad completely, didn't touch it, and just left the chicken and was like, can you put this in a doggy bag for
no,
me,
you
please?
You said cup to me, which I found
funny. Oh, yeah, I probably said takeaway cup. And I was like hallucinating in the restaurant being like, where am I? What's happening?
I can't believe you wanted to sit like in that state.
I just,
like,
it was like, it was so difficult for me to walk from that. Like, you know when you feel sick, you're
yeah,
so lethargic?
Like being hit by a truck kind of thing,
yeah, like I don't sound sick, but there was something definitely wrong with me.
You should have just like ordered Uber Eats in bed.
I know, but I'd done that for 2 days straight. Like my bed is like a bread. My bed is a piece of bread.
Yum.
It's a crumb.
Can I come?
Yeah, can I come? Yeah, I wake up in the night and I just eat crumbs and go back to sleep. I crumb chicken myself.
So are you excited with Judge being away now for a bit?
I'm actually not because I'm a bit fragile.
Yeah,
so I need some like everything.
How long has he gone for the week?
Till Sunday.
Oh, shit, so wow. Yeah. Yeah. Is he only Amber?
No.
Or not just the farm?
They're just at the farm.
Well, did you watch Vanderpump last night at least?
I started watching.
Wait.
No, it's tonight. I started watching
That's
it
so
today
weird.
While I,
watched
I was getting
it last
ready.
Night.
Did you watch the last? What happened?
Oh, are you shivering?
No, I've just got a bit of phlegm in my throat. I was staring into your soul.
Oh, it was funny. It was fucking
you know coffee clogs you up,
yeah,
but
Tom
whatever.
Sandoval, like all that shit, he had like that pool party with those
oh,
girls.
Oh, yeah, so it must
so
have come
awkward.
Out yesterday. The single flirty and
so
his
funny.
Assistant is the best person on
I
earth.
Want
I wanna
her.
I want her to fly to Sydney and just not
She's
be with
so
him
cute.
Anymore. She's like, yeah, I'll clean it up. This assistant just does everything.
Hey, who's the Jax guy by the way at the end of the oh you haven't
I
watched,
haven't watched
it.
It? Oh Jax. Oh.
I don't know him, but he came on and they're fighting and it's hilarious.
Need to go back.
I need to go get a Hey You fucking.
You log into mine. I'll send you
yeah,
the
can
details.
Can you send it
yeah,
so
yeah,
I can
yeah.
go and watch some tonight because I've got a full
I
night
actually
by myself to
forgot
watch.
About this. Felix, you're not going to be interested in this, but I saved the voice memo. Felix met Bethany Frankel.
Oh my God, no, Bethany Frankel. I was going to send it to you. She was at Bondi Beach.
Yeah. So listen to this audio message from Felix.
Okay.
It'll come through. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, my friend Celia works at Pellegrino's and she had a booking at 5 o'clock, which is very weird, very early time. And then Celia said to Dylan, like, oh my God, you should come at 5 o'clock and meet Bethany. And Bethany got there at 4:45 and Dylan was like, let's get dinner. We're meant to meet at 6, but he was taking his time. And then so we ended up getting there at 5:40 and she was leaving and she made Celia take videos of her walking down the stairs. And then we pulled up. We finally got there and her and Bryn, you know, Bryn, her daughter, I don't get much on Bryn. She seemed so miserable. And then I walked up and was like, oh my God, hello, is that Bethany Frankel? And she's like, yep, hi. And she seemed really jaded. She's like, I was like, I'm your biggest fan. She goes, great, do you want a photo? And I was like, yep. and took extra selfies. And she's like, okay, great. Yep. Bye. That was it.
Oh my God, Flea. He's so amazing. We still need him on the podcast, and I haven't heard him do that for so long.
Why have we not had him on the podcast?
I know, it's so funny. So we need to get him on. That reminds me, Felix was with me and Harriet when we went and found the Beckhams.
Oh, when you met Victoria and David.
When we met Victoria and David.
Did you actually meet them?
I get really weird in those situations.
Yeah, you get embarrassed.
I find it a bit like embarrassing to run up to people like that. So I was like, I'm more like a viewer from the distance. Like I'd have to be really fucked up to do it. And then I'd just like ruin it like I always do.
But that would be your most famous.
Oh my God, 100%. So I was sort of like more in tears, a bit like, oh, like, I don't know. And they've got security guards. And Felix just went like right up there and got a photo. Harriet was so pissed off because Felix got the photo.
He got a photo with Vicky B or David?
With, I think I'm Davide. Pretty sure he's got it on Instagram. He put it up. All right, I think we've had enough time in your ears, so it's time to shagaggle gaggle.
It's time to shalali palali.
Yes, and I need to wee wee. Okay, quickly, sorry, recommendations for the week.
Yeah, guys, this podcast is going to be a bit choppy, changey, edited.
Steph's like dying over the thought of it right now.
I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do recommendations because I have to fucking edit it in, but we're going to do it anyway.
We don't have to.
No, we are. I'm just having a laugh.
Oh, sorry.
I would like to recommend...
Oh.
The TV show The Expats with Nicole Kidman.
Oh my God, my parents love that show.
Oh.
Okay. Did we recommend? I didn't put in The Gentleman. We've both watched it.
Oh, The Gentleman. So amazing. Good.
The guy's so fucking hot in it.
I would also recommend, you know how we always recommend Gucci Westman Atelier products?
Oh, yes.
I would recommend with the truffle.
The dark one.
That one.
Yeah.
Do not put that on directly onto your skin. Get an angled brush.
Oh.
And put it on, put it up and on.
Okay.
So, yeah. And also, I really want to learn how to put fake freckles on my face.
Amelia, TBC. Eddie's sister, knows how to do that.
Oh, let's actually recommend her TikTok.
Yeah, she's got really good vintage
stuff on
there.
She's got really good vintage style on there. Every time I see her, I'm just cheering on the sidelines like a little sissy fan.
Oh, my God. On that note, I'm going to recommend, because we've got one here and I'm about to go to Melbourne again this weekend, and those vintage shops, it's called Swap. It's one in Darlinghurst too, which I want to go check out. And
can we go?
The best brand.
Can I come?
Brand new shit that people have just dropped there and it's half the price. Like I got like St. Agni pants.
Nadia puts her stuff in there.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Yes. You have to go in there.
Okay, let's go.
And they've got it in Melbourne. They've got one in Darlinghurst. So yeah, get around it.
Woo! Bye.